Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday program. This November 7th, 2018. Do you have questions? We have answers with Sari Brown and Wynn Free. We welcome our BBS callers as we are now live. And we will be waiting for the callers to call in, our participants. And I would like to give you the Whole Planet Healing phone number. The web address is wholeplanethealing.com. That's wholeplanethealing.com. The conference dial-in number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513#. Every night at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and everything in between in your time zone, please join us for a whole planet healing experience. Every night is a bit different, and it's beautiful as we take a journey around the planet with love and light. And we welcome our first caller. Welcome to Whole Planet. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. And you?
Pretty good, thank you. You're the first caller.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No heist tonight.
No heist tonight. I'll be the heist.
Okay.
He just couldn't be here. I'm not sure if he's working.
Okay.
Yeah. I am the fill-in Heise. Fill-in welcomer.
Did BBS come on?
Yeah, BBS, we're live.
Oh, okay, good.
And again on BBS, we welcome our BBS callers. This Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, with Wynn Free and Terry Brown. You have questions and we have answers. Wynn will be joining us shortly. And I would like to remind our listeners at BBS about Whole Planet Healing every night, right after this call. Which is 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time and 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, wholeplanethealing.com. And the conference number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513#. And this is where we join as a group, in a group meditation visualization with love, light, and healing to the planet, as well as each and everyone who joins us. Now, the playback number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4009. And the access code is the same, 250513#. Wynn and Terry should be here soon.
Yeah, hopefully. I ran out of questions.
You ran out of questions?
Yeah.
How can you run out of questions?
I don't know. I just too experienced, I guess. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
I've been beyond the universe.
Have you? Excellent. In meditation, in dreams, in real life?
Yeah, in meditation, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's beautiful.
Beyond the universe, and there it was nothing but me. Just space.
Nothing but you.
Yes.
It was so beautiful. Must have been joy and bliss.
Yeah. Total self-satisfaction. Those was ours. Just hanging out, being, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice. You must have a lot to share. Right?
Yeah. It's hard to share something that you can't describe, you know.
Right, there's no words for it.
No.
Are you able to attain that space often,
anytime
like on demand,
yeah,
sort of? Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really nice. It's a sign of our planet, I think, changing.
Yeah.
In a more positive frequency. What do you think?
Yeah, I did that many, many years ago. And then started doing it after that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everything is the same thing, you know, same energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just pure conscious energy is all it is, you know. It's always different.
Do you go deeper and deeper each time you go? It's the same energy, but different, right?
Yeah. I'm able to sustain it more for longer
able
periods
to
of time.
Sustain it more.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can't function in that space.
Okay, we're coming on at the top of the hour here, I think.
Yeah. When you know about it, you meet somebody.
I'm sorry, Don Amanda. What was that?
Okay.
It's okay.
Nobody, it's hard to be somebody.
right. Yep, being an old body.
Yep. Well, they said I came from the 12th dimension, so that must be it.
Oh, is that one of the questions you asked?
Yeah.
I think I remember that. Yeah. Wow. All right, do you do any healing?
I used to. I'm disabled, so it's hard for me to heal myself. You know, I went to Kimberly once, and she didn't do all the healing I needed, so... It's hard to heal yourself unless you got somebody with you to help you, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It sounds like you must be confined in a way.
Yeah. A lot of pain in my hips and lower back from my ankylosing spondylitis is a form of arthritis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty painful.
I bet. Yeah, I bet. I would stay in the void for a while anyway.
Right.
Welcome to our next caller to the Wednesday program. You have questions, we have answers. Would you like to announce your name and location?
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Prudy, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
I'm filling in for Hive tonight.
Uh-huh.
You are our second caller. Oh. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. And we welcome our callers and our BBS listeners to the Wednesday program this November 7th. 2018. You have questions, we have answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger. This is Prudy in Asheville,
Prudy.
North Carolina. Yep. And I'll also say again, WholePlanetHealing.com, WholePlanetHealing.com, following this call. The conference dial-in number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250513#. And welcome to our next caller. This could be the helicopter coming in. Terry, is that you?
Hi, this is Terry. Hi.
Hi, Terry. This is Prudy. I'm filling in for Hives tonight. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome. Would you like to say your name and location?
Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello.
I'm filling in for Hives tonight.
I know it.
Okay, good. And again, following this call is Whole Planet Healing at WholePlanetHealing.com is the website for that. And the conference dial-in number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513#. And we welcome our BBS listeners to the Wednesday program this November 7th, 2018 with Winfrey and Terry Brown. You have questions, we have answers. Okay, Wynn, are you ready to start?
No.
No? Okay. All righty. And I also would like to mention that we have, there's a Monday conference call. Used to be called the Monday Grid Healing Call, as there is a healing, but there's also a great discussion many times with Terry Brown as a channel for our sources, the Elohim and Ra'an, and that number is 641-715-3655, and the access number for that is 172746#. The replay number for that is 641-715-3658. And the PIN number is the same, 172746#. We welcome our BBS listeners. Wednesday, you have questions, we have answers, with Winfrey and Terry Brown.
Take it away, Win.
Welcome to our next caller. To the call, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody.
There seems to be a very crowded tonight. I don't know how many questions we have. But this is a great opportunity to send your questions to, what is that address? Wynn, could you help me here? I don't have it right in front of me.
Questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
That's it. In fact, I'll write that down. Questions at intelligentinfinity.com.
Intelligence-infinity.com.
Thank you. Welcome to the Wednesday call. You have questions, we have answers. Would you like to say your name and location?
Abby Bright in Morongo Valley, California.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. Hello.
And again, we welcome our BBS listeners.
Thank you.
You have questions? Yeah, we have answers. Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, Brenda. Great, thank you.
Great.
I'm just getting questions all organized. So,
all righty.
Just one more minute.
Yep.
Terry is here, yes?
Yes, Terry is here.
Are you unmuted, Terry?
Yes, he is unmuted on my end.
Is 1-1.
This has got to be... There we go.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Wynn, I will mute the dings for you.
Okay.
Sorry if I'm a little quiet. I was using some cream as like a pain medication, and I got it in my mouth. My mouth went numb along with my throat. So I had a hard time talking.
Is it food oil?
You want to get me for dinner, right?
No, I wasn't. I think it's starting to calm down now. I was getting nervous. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Possibly. You want to discuss it?
Sure. This is Prudy in Asheville. Is this Miss Giggles?
Yeah.
Hi, Helen. Nice to hear your voice.
I'd like to, switch it up. Make it fun.
Yeah, it's good. We need some laughter. I was just saying I would use some cream, like a numbing cream, and somehow I got it in my mouth. I think it was on my hand, and my mouth went numb, and then my throat went numb.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is David from Livermore.
David in Livermore, welcome to the call.
Hi, thanks.
Mm-hmm. We welcome our BBS listeners this Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. So you have questions, we have answers with Wynn Free and Terry Brown and the sources. With a capital S.
Yes.
Was that Maurice?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I had the most incredible dreams last night.
It's a new moon.
Oh, is that it? Ooh,
yeah.
They were great.
In Scorpio yet.
I found what I was looking for.
Psychic. It's a psychic sign, so.
Oh, my happy birthday, Scorpio.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, birthday girl. Welcome to our next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Valerie from Livermore.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
And this is Prudy in Asheville. Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm filling in for Hayes tonight. And welcome to our next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Well, positive greetings, Prudence from Sedona. Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
Hello, Raiden.
Positive greetings, everyone.
Is
Camille on the line?
I do not think so.
She asked a question.
Maybe
not
BBS.
Here yet, anyway. Oh, she's on BBS. Okay. And there was another caller that joined us. Would you like to announce your name and location? Okay, and that's fine. We welcome you. And we welcome our BBS listeners to the Wednesday call of You Have Questions, We Have Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown and the sources.
Okay, I am ready to start. All right,
Win, so I will mute the dings.
Just you mute the dings and I'll do everything else, okay?
All righty.
I think. There we go.
Oops, let me fix that. There we go.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. The conference has been locked. The conference has been unlocked. This conference is being recorded.
This is November 7th, 2018, when I'm Terry in Sedona, Arizona, everybody, everywhere. And this is the evening that people submit questions. And I want to mention that occasionally I solicit my big list for questions, and I didn't do that for the last few weeks. So, and I know if I start doing radio shows, we will get a lot of people. So you guys are really, how can I say this, you know, are getting a tremendous value being able to ask a question and then ask another question the next week. And, as you learn, as I learned, that, it is, once you start looking deeply into yourself, it provokes a whole bunch of other stuff. So, once you start attempting to take full responsibility for your consciousness. It's a big project. This is, if anyone thinks this is easy, they haven't been here long enough. Because, even for Terry and myself, we have constantly working on stuff. And when people are all friendly, and as beautiful as they are and caring for each other doesn't mean we've arrived. It means we've learned, I guess I would say, one little step, which is learning how to have group energy and how to have affinity. And also thinking the Elohim are pretty good at not taking your power, but provoking you to go deeper in your own contemplation and your own observation of yourself
and perhaps seen the source of some of your issues, where they come from. That's only a first step. It doesn't make the issues go away, but at least there's something to work with. My own experience is that really deep issues sometimes take a long time working with. They don't, and you know, it's kind of like everybody wants to get over their issues right away, except they're really deep. They've been created over many lifetimes, and they're not in your consciousness, and even when you hear them, it may resonate, but it's still a long way. Some of you have heard me talk about years ago, I learned about a past life with my father, where he had poisoned me. And, you know, at first I was very angry with him and explained lots of incidents in my childhood. And then I started working with it. I said, I have to forgive him. I have to forgive him. And eventually I did. But it was not easy. Because what happened was, in this lifetime, when I came in, subconsciously, he knew the background. Not consciously, not at all. Of course, he didn't even know past lives existed. But he knew on some level, and he was still killing me all through my childhood, one way or another. And it planted a lot of stuff in me that took a lot of work to get through. Probably still comes up, okay, in my consciousness. So in any case, Terry, are you here?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
All right. We're going to get ready. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this call. And any negativity be taken from the highest realms of light, transmuted, lifted to the highest realms of light, and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And I just mentioned that channeling is an imperfect exercise. And oftentimes, I think our sources hit the nail on the head, but you still have to internalize everything and make sure it resonates. Because I don't think we have negative sources coming through, but there's sometimes this Terry's bleed through or Terry's misinterpretation of putting into words what they're saying. So would our sources like to make some opening comments?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We again emphasize, as Wynn did, that if we ever say anything that doesn't resonate with you, disregard it, as it doesn't apply to you at that time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line, that is the voice, or we do not come to the computer, it is only the voice. We come directly to you. Do you have questions?
Yes, starting off with Bonnie Penners. in Corona, California. If I am learning to recognize my own repeated patterns of behavior and catch myself in the moments of a familiar reaction to these patterns that I am most likely setting myself up in, what are the distortions that are my biggest challenge in this lifetime?
Thank you. Physical health is one of your biggest challenges. And we take a moment and we look further. We see that coordination and relationships with others is also a big challenge. You are a very loving person, and it is sometimes difficult to understand how to get along best with authorities and other people, and how to interface with the other people and stand up for yourself. The depot is a good lesson in teaching you how to stand up for yourself in your relationship with your employees, so that you can set boundaries and guidelines and then communicate with the individuals at a deeper level to make sure that they are not going behind your back. Thank you.
Thank you. Question from Isis in Seattle. I have been doing work to heal my throat chakra blockage. One of the things I am doing is forgiving and asking forgiveness to any being in any time and space that is connected to my present condition. I am feeling a more significant shift when asking for forgiveness. Ra'an mentioned the blockage happened when I wanted to scream and I couldn't. I'm assuming I was killed. Would it be possible to share what I did to make these people upset?
Not always. When you suffer a death, it's sometimes complicated and not was apparent on the surface. There are conflicts in beliefs in certain situations, and you may need to look at not only forgiveness of yourself, but forgiveness of you forgiving the other people. It goes both ways, and you may need to forgive the people that killed you. You asked what you did. We see that you followed your own belief systems, which were not belief systems of some of those around you. And we see that they need forgiveness for what they have done. in the not accepting of you and you not accepting of their belief systems or seeing their right to have those belief systems and the other people not seeing your right to have your belief system. This is a hard lesson in the propensity to learn to allow to see others' viewpoint and allow them to have a different viewpoint. This, in allowing them to have their viewpoint, gives them some free will so that they have some room to begin to change or to see at least your viewpoint.
Okay. She has one more question here. What is the reason for this blockage becoming more severe in recent years? Is the number of people I upset? Was it the way I died? Or some other reason?
There are triggers in your life have triggered it. As you get closer to realizations about it, it gets stronger. And for you to have the realizations to change it, sometimes it gets worse before it gets better as you near the source of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think another thing is that when you're younger and you have blockages, you don't realize you have blockages. You just think, this is who I am. And then as you get older, you have more experience and you have times when the blockage releases, which then makes the blockage much more obvious because you have something to compare it to. Okay? That may not be
true. You have your focus on it, whereas if you didn't have your focus on it, it might not be so apparent. And as your focus comes into play on it, then it nears the source of the incident, and it can magnify the symptom. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I am Nick from Perth, Western Australia. And I have been speaking to you the last few weeks about a negative...
Is it Nick?
It's Nick. Yes.
Yes.
The last few weeks about a negative entity using live implants and many tactics to create havoc in my life and that of those around me. I have been following light protocols, eating right, and doing prayers and gratitude meditation. I also contacted Fred, as Lynn said, and Fred and Liz were amazing, cleaned up a lot of mess, and also put a team in place to keep watch and work with me to keep my light and energy up while clearing the negative out. I do feel heaps better, stronger. Is there any guidance, help, healing, or support that you have regarding this matter? Move forward that you can assist me with, please.
Thank you. You're on the right track. Just keep watch because sometimes there are when the first surface negativity is released, then there is negativity underneath. There can be another negative entity under it, and needs to be also released. But you are definitely on the right track. Also, the environment in Perth right now, is somewhat electrical or with some negative in Earth energies right now. And, so that is a little bit difficult at this time. Thank you.
You know, I wanted to share something that I do that helps lift me when I'm a little bit off. And this might work for someone else as well. Do you know what? There's a lot of people that I make connection with on this line. And I feel them. And I feel people in my life. I was talking to Terry about this. And in the evening, when I'm meditating, instead of just meditating, I start to hold the space of people that I feel connected with. And it feels like I'm really connecting with them when I do that. And they may not know it, but it feels like I am sending energy and it's coming back. And it makes me feel very lifted. It's kind of like it's a high surface. And it's a surface back to me where I make a loving connection on the inner planes with another person. And the source does want to comment on that.
When you make a harmony in your connection with the others, it is very uplifting. And when you connect at the higher planes, that you can bypass the lower level earthly difficulties, and you can establish very good connection.
Mm-hmm. And it lifts me. It lifts me, and it feels like it's protective energy because it's very loving and selfless. But it just comes back to me, so it's not like I'm not getting anything out of it, you know?
And yeah, it's like giving and getting unconditional love.
Right. You guys might try that sometime, particularly with the people on the line. Because I know the way you say hello to each other, and it's very interesting because we're connecting at such a high level here. You know, you can tune into somebody and just send them loving energy. And see if it helps lift you out of a funk. Okay? Let me see here. Next question is from Don Hermes.
It can change a whole relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. Next question.
Yeah. Even, you know, and you know, it's kind of like even in the course of the day, there are certain people I meet that I feel that connection with, even though they don't even have a clue. And I can still hold the space for them in my meditation, and it comes back. It's like It's like as if there's a lot happening in other realms. It's not happening in this realm. And when I access that, then I can lift a funky space I'm in this realm. So, in any case, here we go. On Don Herman, on several occasions, sources have said it is important to know about yourself. What is you and what is not you? Are there any parts of my entity that are not me that it would benefit me to know about? Thank you.
This is something that exploring within your psyche could shed more light on. For instance, your body has the genetic imprint of your ancestors, which we're looking it gives substance to your physical body, and your physical body carries some of the genetic imprints from your parents. We're looking further. There are the imprints of the social complex of the society you were in, the mores of the society, the imprint of your education that is left upon you. It takes observation to get to your true self and to see we are looking we are looking at the body imprint. The body is a team with you. However, you are not your body. We hope that gives you a few clues of where to look. Thank you.
Thank you. And Don, I may not have time for your second question, so let me go on. If I have time, I'll ask it at the end or ask it next week. But you notice, when they talked about implants, okay, a lot of times we think of implants as being aliens messing with us, but in fact, we have these huge bodies of systems, of belief systems. Like when we're talking about Don's education, and it's like you start referring to that, and you don't go deeper. You don't get to your intuition. It blocks you from what you're looking for. Okay, next question here is from Camille in Malibu. What percentage of the world population are living in the fifth dimension? How do people find the right networks to build their new fifth dimensional communities? And loving energy to all on this call. And you know, she bypassed the fourth dimension there. And, keep in mind, not everybody is ready to go to the fifth dimension. And there's probably a lot more people working in fourth dimension. But I'll leave that stand and turn it over to our sources. Thank you.
Thank you. We are connected to the higher dimensions, in our makeup. We have the vibrations that we have developed patterns in our life body that are in connection with the fifth dimension already. So when one realizes that and is able to step outside the box of the third density perceptions, and then they can get higher insights as their perceptions increase out of the range of the third density. So keep on, it's a change of focus where when you change your focus from the everyday life, you can change your focus to the higher vibrations, and then you can pick up more of the fifth dimension, the fourth dimension, and you are equipped to operate in those dimensions if you simply change your focus. Some people, when they transition out of their density, have trouble because they are stuck in the third density and can't change their focus. But a change of focus for what is already there can allow you to move into a higher dimension when it is time. Thank you.
As I understand it, the fourth dimension relates to unconditional love in its highest aspect. And in yoga, they call that bhakti yoga, like the yoga of devotion. And the fifth dimension relates to wisdom, the quality of wisdom. And in yoga, I believe they call that jhana yoga. In other words, they've divided up to the qualities. And could we say if people were expressing unconditional love, they're starting to master the fourth dimension? And
yes.
if they're expressing wisdom, they're in the fifth dimension. Yes?
They are starting to focus in a higher dimension.
Yes.
Yes.
So that is a signpost that you are expanded into that dimension. And look for those signposts. I think that when you start hearing about dimensions, things like you think you go elsewhere, but in fact, the elsewhere kind of manifests through you instead of qualities. And when you see yourself manifesting those qualities, you can consider that maybe you're starting to access that dimension. Am I accurate in that?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes. It's a change of focus.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Now she asks, what percentage of the world population are living in the fifth dimension?
Not very many.
Not very many.
No.
How about the fourth dimension?
There's more people that are living, that are reaching into that dimension and expressing that dimension.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask this. some time ago, I heard people talking that in order to graduate, you have to get into the fifth dimension because the fourth dimension had been taken over by the negative. Now, I'm not sure that's true, but I just thought I'd ask.
No. No.
It's not true.
There are some negative beings in the fourth dimension, however, they have not taken it over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Because according to the raw material, the great majority of people are aiming for the fourth, you know, the graduation. It would be fourth density in this,
yes,
in this period. They're not,
yes,
going to go to fifth density. And, if you're,
no,
looking for, and you know, a group can be manifesting fifth density and still not manifesting fourth density. You know, wisdom, yes, wisdom is a positive quality, but it can also be used by the negative very well because wisdom allows you to see other people's stuff and then manipulate them because you see their stuff.
Well,
so,
they can't get into the, it's very hard to get into the sixth dimension without, clearing out negativity.
Yeah.
Because everybody can see negativity at the sixth dimension, and so you can't hide it.
Okay. Valerie is asking a question from a new dear friend of hers, Sue, from West Bend, Wisconsin. And Sue's question was, why isn't there peace on Earth? Now, that could be a whole hour answer, but let me turn it over to our sources and see what they can do in 2 minutes. Are we on?
Hello.
Your turn. Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Why isn't there peace on Earth? Let me give Sue a very quick answer from me, okay? And
yes,
the answer is, one time the Elohim said that in the lower dimensions, possessions became the greatest thing of negativity because we're separate here. We're not one. We're only one in higher dimension. So because of possessions, people have jealousy. They have stealing each other's possessions. They have undermining each other. And so all of those things create lack of peace. And then you have secret societies trying to control the whole thing and actually, orchestrating wars sometimes so that, they can have more possessions or they have other agendas for that reason. And I'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. There are various belief systems that different people have, and they come in or can come in conflict with each other. And one of the definite problems is possession. So that if somebody, or say a country, they run out of supplies, and then they go and steal from another country, or they fight another country for their oil or their territory, it is the desire for survival and for possessions and for how to get by. It is one of the hardest lessons to get through and to learn. And it does create wars.
Okay. David Wilkes, you know, we don't have time for your question. It would be good when you write something like that, because you have like 3.5 paragraphs, to try to sum it all up in the last paragraph so that it's not so long, okay? You simplify it, because I put it off to see if we have enough time, and then we don't. So I'll try it again, and I think we got through most of the questions here. Good questions tonight from everybody, okay?
There's my email. Whatever, that's cool.
Who's that? I didn't look for any questions that came in after 6, okay? Because we had too many questions already, and we don't have time. So, if you send it, let me see, if you send questions after 6, ask it again next week, and send it in early. And this is a rare opportunity. The people that are asking questions all the time, at one point, we're going to get on it, and let's see. I got so many emails, I can't tell. Oh, Rich Buckley had a question, which I didn't get to, which he sent in at 10 after. And, looks like that's the only one.
Oh,
Edna had a question. Valerie, you had a question?
Yeah.
You know, I asked the one question for your friend.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
Ask it again next week. Edna, I didn't get your question in there. So, thank you all for asking such good questions. The quality of questions are getting more meaningful and more deep and more provocative for yourselves. So that's taking really good, from my perspective, taking the best opportunity for this. But sometimes people just ask, like, curiosity questions, and it's not going to change anyone's life to know the answer. And to me, sometimes I ask them, because even I'm curious, but it's better to take advantage of it and ask those questions that go deep into your own process. And many of you did that tonight. So, thank you. And on that note, we're going to unmute everybody. Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Wen, hi. This is Abby, and my question is, do you want to talk about whatever you want on January 5th and 6th and 7th? At my mini Whole Life Expo, Conscious Life Expo here in Morongo Valley.
Well, don't ask me right now, Abby, because...
Yeah, but I can't do it on... I don't know what to email you about. I don't know which email.
I'll call you up. I've got your number here. I'll write it down, okay?
You do. You got my number, you sure? Good.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Please, let's talk. Thank
and we're off. I mean, I can't answer the question because we're on BBS.
You don't know.
Well, we're on BBS, and yes. It is
1 minute, they're setting us down, and then 1 minute, I got to be on Whole Planet Healing, or 2 minutes, or 5 minutes. Okay?
I'm sorry, but you told me, call me before, and you haven't, so I couldn't email you, so I'm sorry.
I'm going to write your number down right now, okay? And I'll see all of you on Whole Planet Healing. Anyone needs to know the number for Whole Planet Healing that's on the line?
Yeah, I do. I don't know it.
Are you ready?
Wait a second. Let me get everything together. I've been organizing as I've been listening.
I got it.
Hold on. Yes, I'm ready to write.
Ready?
712-770.
Okay. Uh-huh.
4340, I think. Just take a minute.
Four.
You're over me. This is your interruption.
Yeah, 712-770-4340. Yeah. And the pin is 250513. Okay?
250513. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And we'll see you there in a moment. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Terry, for a marvelous job.
Your conference recording has stopped.